This episode of Film Sack is brought to you by Audible.com. Go to audiblepodcast.com/filmsack and get your free audiobook download today.
The spice must flow.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Film Sack, a very special episode of Film Sack, like nothing we've done before, where no man has, no, where no Film Sack man has gone before. join me, Scott Johnson, in welcoming Brian Dunaway. Hello, Brian.
Hi, how's it going?
Hello, Brian Ibbett. Hello.
Hello.
And hello, Randy Jordan. Hello.
Hello, Scott. Thanks for the outfits that we're all wearing for this particular episode, although I feel a little exposed.
You got a little moose knuckle going on there.
A little moose? It's a pretty big moose knuckle. Mm-hmm. I'll give you... I know you haven't looked closely.
Yeah, I have not. Not close, not nearly enough, but you may have gathered from our little pre-show conversation there that we're talking about Star Trek, the early episodes. We teased it last couple of weeks that we were going to do an episode, a commentary episode about a Star Trek
this
episode.
This is actually... Star Trek, The Next Generation,
correct.
Early episodes.
Correct.
Okay.
Just yeah, no TOS, that. Although that may be in the offing sometime in the future. We'll see. But
too easy. It's too easy a target.
Agreed. It kind of is. But this is pretty, this thing we're going to watch today, pretty easy target, too. Mm-hmm. It's pretty bad. It's
I hit this thing going warp 9.
Season 1, Episode 7 of Star Trek, The Next Generation, called Justice. It is a heavy Wesley episode, and also
he's heavy in this.
Yes, and it's also one of the early Next Generation episodes where it portrayed something of a pleasure planet, we like to call them. And I love that sort of thing. So we thought, hey, wouldn't it be fun if we did a little commentary track for a little Star Trek? We may do this again. Depends on the feedback. So let us know what you think. I'll stop beating that dead horse. Let's get to it. You guys ready for this?
Let's roll.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna count it down, and when we get to the point of go. So when I say go, it'll be 3, 2, 1, go. We'll play the thing and off we go.
When I say star, you say Trek. Star. Right,
those of you at home watching at home, you want to be about 2 seconds into the stream and you'll see the Enterprise just starting to fade up and it's orbiting some planet, but not quite fully faded in, not quite fully faded out, just right there, about 2 seconds in, and I'll start it.
You're looking right up the butt of the Enterprise.
Right up the arse.
As soon as you see the warp engines are kind of idling.
Enterprise D, right? Yeah. Isn't the D? Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. E came later. E was after they blew up the D in Generations, I think.
Correct.
Anyway. So here you go. Nerd. It begins in 3. I'm on go, okay? So it'll be 3, 2, 1, go. 3, 2, 1, go. Captain's log, blah, blah, blah. All right.
Yeah.
0.6, really? Do we need all that?
Well,
look
that's
at the mats. Look at the mats.
Star Trek.
You that's see the planet vibrate.
Could you really?
Yeah, it was like the
oh, I
the
can see right up Picard's nose.
It was shaking.
Yeah. So, real quick, I just want to make mention. Do you guys
still Piscopo on the left?
Did you see all the what do you call it? All the extra room they have up there on the bridge?
I know, right? That disappeared later on, didn't it?
Never noticed it early on.
Yeah.
Oh, Skeletor, look out.
I think it was the camera shots they did in the first couple of episodes. I remember thinking how sparse it looked.
Wesley,
quit looking down Deanna Troi's top.
He's got a moose knuckle, too. Yeah, Riker.
Look how happy he is in his uni suit, his unitard.
I love how efficiently Ensign Extra gets up and relinquishes that seat every time.
It's like, oh, thank God.
The real actors are here. Oh,
Ensign Extra. Look at it. Oh, fresh you can air. See it in Wesley's face. I will one day be an internet superstar.
And I'm now talking to the other internet superstar.
Take a look. It's in a book.
Reading Rainbow.
I still hate Tasha Yar. Sorry.
I'm not doing this for another 7 years.
I wish she would just fall in a big black hole or something.
Yeah, like a big trash bag. How about that?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We've landed on Planet Heftia Simsack. Five.
Yeah, there's always a five. See, look at all that. You could have like a little rumpus room up front.
Totally.
She's not gorgeous. Blah.
She's not unattractive, though.
No.
Gorgeous.
Are you saying that gorgeous, about Riker?
Right, Riker.
Oh, yes. Yar and Riker. Gorgeous.
Really? Her chin's a little too square for me.
Okay, finally, someone agrees with me. Tasha Yar, gross.
Aw.
Now that Wesley Crusher.
So excited. How excited he is. Hey. What a fresh face.
He-Man.
He-Man. Yeah, I know that exactly what I'm thinking.
Oh, I wonder if it will be. Oh.
Warp speed 7, straight into the planet.
It probably would be over if it was.
Yeah.
Now I want you to notice on Netflix streaming, we've got the worst of both worlds. We start with the DVD cut, and then we go and transfer it mm-hmm. over into some file format that's heavily compressed.
Transport then is we, pretty good. Yeah.
Then we have one of three speeds to deliver it to you, which may or may not compress it even more.
Yep.
This is
you're saying the chances are that's not going to match up, so don't even worry.
I'm just saying this beautiful spaceship is butt ugly now.
Yeah, right?
Did you guys
Did you guys get a chance to look to see if they did the opening credits like this in the Netflix version too?
Well, they did.
I wonder if they're synced up is what I'm wondering.
Oh, listeners. Well, I assume so. I hope so.
If you're not, scream now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, the ship went by and it says Jonathan Frakes.
Jonathan Frakes.
We used to get up and put our face. We used to, when we were in high school, we'd put our face up next to the screen and our eyes real close. When those ships would come zooming at us, we thought that was real funny.
That's real 3D. That's real 3D right there.
I'm doing that with my monitor right now.
Woo!
A big Brian face print on the side of my monitor.
Awesome.
This really dates me because I was in high school when the show started. Mm. And so were you, Ibbit.
Will Wheaton.
Oh, look at that thing.
Will Wheaton.
Wheaton.
Oh, you could see somebody moving in that. I've never noticed that before.
Oh, you've never noticed that before?
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
What were they doing?
Well, that's what
happens. That's the windows at the very top of the saucer
close
section.
To the screen.
Whatever it is. It's not 10 forward. Yeah, very
you
top.
You see somebody waving going, hello.
10 forward doesn't happen until a couple seasons in, right?
No, it's second season.
Oh, okay.
They introduced beginning.
Oh, look at the butt cheek.
All right, see, this is what I was talking about.
All more butt cheek, the kind I don't want to see, though.
All you need is a piece of tape and a napkin, and you can be on this planet.
So this is filmed here in L.A. Up at there's a Japanese gardens.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which explains the telephone poles.
Right.
Let's run at people. Let's run at people who just suddenly appear.
There's a light pole behind Deanna Troy's head.
Yeah, they get you. What are you going to do about it? Worst wig ever. Here it comes. Worst wig ever.
Which one? Her?
Check it out. Here it comes. Come on.
Oh, that guy, dude. That
God, it's awful.
Get him out of that outfit.
Or don't. Put two of them on him.
All these hugs are the best.
Yeah. That wig looks like it was taken right off of a dog. That is just freaking awful. Who would have ever done that?
Look at that all French cut in 80s, dude. Oh, look at him, dude. Oh, yes.
Must tell you doing.
I look like a guy at the DMV with my shirt off. That is not an attractive man.
I have cooties.
No, that's the thing, Scott. I don't think it's intended to be an attractive man.
What's it supposed to be? Oh, they're the same. It's like a twin.
It's like a mirror.
Two attractive men.
Yes.
That was horrible.
What Ibbit said.
It's like looking into a mirror.
Stop talking about us like we're not here, B.
That, she does so that a lot.
That building behind them, has that been modified from the Japanese gardens?
No. It's like a water reclamation place or something. Like there's. This is just. A real thing that's existed in L.A. for 30 years.
Worf is ribbed for her pleasure, by the way. Oh, here's where it gets inappropriate.
Exactly. Even I started feeling comfortable. Why am I wearing a burlap sack? What is that?
Follow me on Twitter?
Follow me on Twitter.
I guess you could just follow me on Twitter and read my book. Look at that guy.
That guy is totally hairless.
You live with yourself.
I love the Dock Sider deck shoes he's wearing.
Yeah, those are pretty sweet.
Yeah, the Baldwin brothers would not be able to be in this episode. like they're on Wookiee Planet.
Oh
my gosh.
We don't wear clothes because we don't need to.
Randy, I know we always give you a hard time about you look like Riker, and it's usually the beard, but he just made a face that looked like a face you'd make.
I know. It's
uncanny.
It's It's just the way it is. I get compared to him a lot, with or without the beard.
She's kind of pretty. The wig is.
There are way worse people to be constantly compared to than Jonathan Frakes. In
I'm not even in good shape.
Look at me and my hairy nipples. Welcome to our planet.
Eyes up here, boys. Quit looking at my moobs.
I know. Why am I wearing something that covers my chest if it's not even going to cover my nipples? Well, that's the most important part to cover.
Wesley Crusher's sweater is so unfortunate.
It is. That burlap sweater.
Yeah, look at his little. Look at his noodle. Look at that.
No, don't look at his noodle. It's right in your
face.
I'm
saying he can't help it because he's wearing that napkin.
Look how they're running.
I'm an extra. Hi. Look at me.
Woo. There goes somebody. There goes people.
They're running in place.
Have sex with you later.
Oh my God, you can see that guy's ribs.
So this is a place we could, that's all been put in there, right? That's not
That's for real. That is the real thing. That's for
real. Wow.
Go see that.
This totally looks like something out of Buck Rogers.
Oh, I can see his doodle.
Oh, that's just too much.
Wesley Crusher's outfit doesn't even match.
It's his two-tone jumper.
Yeah, his sweater doesn't go with his pants.
Oh, the
wardrobe.
The best part is this
silly putty pants.
This girl and this, right. She doesn't have to wear the embarrassing clothes as much.
But everybody's still naked, and Wesley Crusher shows up in like a full sweater.
Yeah,
yeah.
Still, this poor girl. This poor girl isn't wearing a bra, and you got to feel for her.
This one right here.
No, the one that just ran off with Wesley.
Gosh, look at these. What did they do to have to get punished for being the heart players?
Side boob.
Side boob. But it's a side boob.
But look
boob.
At some of these guys are built.
Yeah.
Like that guy is a big dude.
Yeah. What? They can't act apparently.
There are brunette men on yoga. This planet, but no brunette women.
Interesting.
I think the main girl is one.
Can you imagine setting up this shot?
Yeah.
Like we're going to wheel a camera
that
through
guy
here.
Is really oily.
Yeah. What's up with
look
that?
Look at that girl. She looks like she's having fun.
I think he needs to eat more
camel. Oh, look at that camel.
So comfortable.
Oh, I can't stop looking at it.
It's just right there. And everybody wants Riker and Worf.
Worf.
I should not be drinking while we record this.
Everybody, Riker and Worf.
Women just keep coming up. Like, can I have both of you at the same time? Sure. And an extra right out of the way. Very efficient.
Yep. Now where's it go? I'm going to go up here and talk to other Ensign.
No offense, but the chairs on the bridge are dumb. Look at them.
They are. I don't know. They're like little gaming chairs.
I would be podcasting from that chair right now if I could.
Well, I won't deny that. That's a good point. Do they replicate all their leather needs in the future?
It's pleather.
They must. They replicate everything. It makes you wonder why they couldn't replicate hair on Picard.
I wonder if they replicate the cows first and then make the leather, or if they just get the leather straight.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Uh-oh.
There's something out there.
What is that supposed to be?
That's special effects right in front of us, sir.
Bad special effects off the starboard bow, Captain. See, it's not even... Is it supposed to be that nebulous? Like, we're not supposed to...
Well, I've seen this one before, and we have... It's kind of phased.
Yeah. Right.
It's cloaked. Semi-cloaked.
It's phased.
Technobabble.
Yeah. Jordy's, excuse me while I put my banana clip on my forehead.
Jordy's going to go down and have a closer look with that...
Banana clip. That's what it is. It's like...
They really hounded on that the first season, but it kind of took a smaller role later in the show. I didn't seem to care as much. Is that Riker walking sideways? Did I miss it?
No.
He's down.
No, he's on the planet.
Oh, he's on the planet getting
pleasured. He had a war for double teaming some chick. I don't know what's going on right now.
Okay, so can we talk about the chest badgers or
I wish I had some
communications devices.
You mean their random inability
to do
something?
So you have to tap them if you're the one starting the conversation, but if you're replying, you don't have to tap it.
That's right.
And sometimes they don't even do that.
They'll often just say, like, Riker out, and then I guess the computer just knows.
Yeah. And then they say, talk some smack about each other, and they're still on. Like, hello.
Is it having the devices on your shirt like that? I would die for a cell phone like that. Just hit it.
Oh, this is the eyeball thing. This isn't the...
Yeah,
I love this. Mm-hmm. Extras.
Mm.
Blue suit extras.
Yeah, they're actually doing pretty good considering there's nothing there for them to look at. And
The key function of extras in this show, I've realized, is to provide the occasional Asian and the occasional. So I'm not kidding. Very often, the extras will include an Asian and include a tall woman for whatever reason.
Brent Spiner's freaking out.
See, I never liked when he would freak out. He's supposed to be a robot.
That's
right.
But he was trying to be human, so I'm kind of okay with it.
Yeah, they didn't have a problem playing a sense of wonder for Data, since he didn't, since he was experiencing things often for the first time.
There is one light.
What the crap was that?
is one light.
I like it when I'm playing Ratchet and Clank and I get one of these in a crate.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like any video game that doesn't have crates or barrels.
State the purpose. I am Godball.
Godball.
Yeah.
Even we can't talk over the Godball.
Right, yeah. Well, I just got shook all over the place.
Guy's got a cool voice. I'm giving him that.
He does. Actually, he really does.
Oh. Coming up behind, Spiner.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do it.
It's it's not a front or a behind.
I know it. Not to mention, Picard is talking slow.
It's the God ball. I bet it knows everything.
Shatner.
It's God in ball a must book.
Stink. Yeah, right. That God ball must stink because everybody's like making this face.
Ooh, Star Trek does a lot of having people just stare at stuff. You notice that?
Yeah, they do.
Imagine what that's like as an actor.
Don't do it. Don't just back away.
Pop it.
Don't.
But it's having sex with me right now.
he is fully functional in multiple
times.
That's
what I've heard.
Oh yeah.
According to Tasha the Man Yar.
It's reading my documentation right now.
Okay.
Oh, I love this bit. Somebody catch him.
Down goes Data. Oh,
sits there.
Horrible stunt guy falling.
I saw a guy do that on Cirque du Soleil where he caught a ball like that on his forehead and then
laid back.
Nice. Just held it there. Yeah.
Oh, those guys are crazy. French Canadian.
Yeah.
So
faster.
I guess it's weird how everyone who lives here is between 18 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person who lives here.
That's because you always eventually break the law.
And get killed. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Excuse doodle.
Old folks can't run fast enough.
Hey, what's his name? Dr. Green from ER.
Or another horrible stunt guy.
Oh, this girl.
Oh, put a bra on, please.
Follow me on Twitter. Twitter. I'm on Eureka now. Hey. Oh, not sex.
Oh, I thought you were talking about sex.
Oh, Brian, it's a coming of age story.
That's right.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about soaking.
Oh, soaking.
A wolf ball bat?
Look at how the other guys are huddled just to be in the shot. Yeah. That's not how guys stand around.
Right.
They do on the pleasure planet of napkin people.
They got your ball.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
passion.
Apparently, this man, that is some serious
makeup center. Riker just got some, so look at it. Look at how happy he is. Yeah.
I've never been in a threesome with Worf before. That was wild.
Yeah.
We're playing Rock, Scissors, Boner.
I win the game.
Everyone's a winner every time.
Well, that girl's grooving, dude.
Right?
Yeah, grinding, man. She's grinding hard on that guy.
Yeah, that ain't cool.
That's just...
This is syndicated television, damn it.
I love how both Yar and Troy are sitting between a couple.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Right.
They couldn't have either Yar or Troy just be with a dude. They had to put another girl in there to kind of make them softer.
Chaperone.
Oh, Riker. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
What about plain old regular sex, he says. I have a large Klingon
unit.
Unit.
I make love with my rubbly head.
The way they make jokes about Klingon women being, everything, Maybe the men don't have a large unit. Maybe.
So this couple just sits here and makes out behind him for the entire scene. How many takes they must have done? And
oh yeah, it's hours of kissing. They probably had to you know, like, constantly be getting water in their mouths and stuff. Maybe they had gum.
Behind that was talking to Anna Troy is kind of an older dude.
Yeah, there's a couple of old people. At one point, there's a conversation with, like, a grandma here in a minute.
No.
Yeah, I'll show you. She's way old. Not these people yet. Held a thing behind your back.
Yeah, of course I've been with a couple before.
It's just, can you imagine casting for the extras for this thing?
Look at this guy.
This guy's silly. He's more girl than man.
Something to remember is that they're all half drunk.
All right, this is where we learn.
They did it. Yes. No.
Her hair, dude. Just stop.
His hair.
No, come on. Did you not like Josie Bassett in on Melrose Place?
Yeah, but she had... Now, she was different.
Okay.
Look at
yeah,
her.
It is a different... You're right. It is a different hairstyle, but it's not
punishment
just...
Punishment zone.
I like Josie Bassett a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I love how Worf always like what the what
oh he never every a, episode of this of every show he yeah. always looks like he's just about to find out something that he got a punch.
we need 45 minutes of reaction shots from Worf for this scene
for the rest of the season.
This was back when he was kind of purple.
Yeah,
he wasn't really a black guy in a costume. He was more purple.
The law is the law.
Yes. Now put on your napkin and hang out with us.
What? We're in danger. They're just realizing they're in danger, and all these people are going, "What? There's no danger.
No danger.
Just alert.
Let's just have sex.
Brunette and a blonde wig. Alert.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I drink down.
Seriously, the worst wig I've ever seen in my life.
It's pretty bad. Not as bad as Worf's though. Look at that.
That's what I was about to say. It's pretty bad.
Also, remember when Worf's stupid sash got way cooler later seasons.
Yeah, yes. He had all the Klingon, you know.
Yeah, right now it's like a little...
A fraying wicker basket that he's got draped around his
now
shoulder.
He's like a weeblo on flag duty or something. Totally lame.
Don't do it, Wesley. Don't do it.
Best game ever.
This is going to be great.
We run everywhere on this planet and throw a ball back and forth. Yay.
This the same place?
What do you
Randy?
Call this? We call it throw ball.
This is the same Japanese gardens or whatever?
Definitely, yeah. All of the exteriors were shot in this one little spot.
Oh, here's where the poo hits the fan.
What a horrible game they're playing.
What is it called?
It's called run around and throw the ball.
Oh no, Wesley.
It's actually not Wesley's fault because the ball actually busts it first. So that other dude should totally be.
Oh no.
Yeah. Oh no, you hurt a plant. A plastic plant. Ball? Those are totally fake.
I didn't know that when I jumped over that that bar that I would actually go through that.
You know, and in this is filmed in some place in L.A. Apparently, when you call the cops, they show up in 15 seconds.
Oh, there are no cops.
They're the best. The napkin police,
dude. How did these cops get here so fast?
Why didn't they come flying up? Whee!
The napkin police are slightly grayer, and they have a belt.
And a little more serious.
Like, for starters, when some shit went down and you had to come in as a cop. You'd have to stop having sex with whoever you were having sex with.
Yeah.
Was the guy on the right playing the instruments earlier?
No. Probably. Probably. I'm willing to say that. It's a very good possibility.
I'm God. Wesley, shut up.
Come with us. Put on these napkin handcuffs. Let's go.
We all just grouped into twos and ran from individual parts of the compound.
Right, that we were just in at the same spot.
I do this. Shut up.
See, that guy's like late 30s at least.
See, yeah. And I don't understand why at this point, like, Troy realizes what's going to happen and they're just, okay, four to beam up. All right, we're out of here.
Right.
Like, no, we're going to see what happens. Yeah. We're going to study you people.
My injection holster, which would totally stab you when you're running around with your noodle.
By the way,
out.
The form of punishment would be way sexier than that needle.
Yep.
Way sexier.
be a great
I don't know
big
why one. We abandoned the sexy factor.
Oh,
here.
Can Ooh, see right, right up his napkin.
Yep. Oh.
Look out. They've got remote controls. That fell out of his butt, by the way. That wasn't in his hair. He squatted and crapped it out.
What is. Oh, wait. We could tell her from here.
It's a
syringe. She just told you.
Except for the pin.
No, except for that. No crap, I'm frightened. What does that mean? I don't understand.
Well,
that.
Remember, the zone shifts around.
Oh, I thought it was because he.
Well, no, and they've also just done a violent act, so they would all get to die.
I thought.
Well, he just said if the zone was still in effect, you'd all die. I think it shifts
I thought
around.
If it was white, but I thought if it was white, you couldn't get inside of it.
Well, let's find out what the glowy, stupid erector set says.
Wow.
It's one of the things from Tron.
Looks like he's blowing a bubble, dude. Doing a little trick. Isn't that where Picard went down right about there and was out for 20 minutes, but had that whole Lifetime, that awesome episode, like season
yes.
5?
That was Flute.
Six. Yeah. That's so yes. good. What a great episode. Mm-hmm. Didn't that win that a bunch episode. Of Hugos and...
The it, Inner
yeah,
Light.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Inner Light. That was awesome.
Everybody stare at the camera. Pretend you see a ball.
And LaForge, the computer starts talking. He lifts his hands up like yeah, he wasn't doing it. I didn't touch squat.
I didn't do it.
Don't blame me.
Don't blame me. I'm reading a book.
Reading a book. I was just reading it in my Kindle. What are you looking at him? What do you think?
Yeah.
She's taking
you know what, though? He's still everything Picard does classes up the joint.
It does. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's if you think about what he's being asked to do in season one, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's not good, but he's so great. It just elevates it. They're damn lucky they got him.
Running.
Oh, that dude, please.
Little fart noises.
He must work out.
You had to run out of time if you wore this little bit of clothing.
I think that exact shot was used earlier.
I think you're probably right.
Ah, huh, now y'all messed up. Okay. Now you got the captain down.
Hey, watch for this. Thing? There's an old lady here in a second. Michael Bay reusing footage.
Oh, I'm sorry. Michael Bay. Dang it. All right, let's start over.
Everyone reuses footage. Everyone.
Yeah, but it's so egregious what Michael Bay did.
Hi, I'm Fred Cabletel. Nice to meet you.
Hello. Half my napkin's up my ass. How are you?
Welcome to TGI Friday.
Can I get you some cheese poppers, extreme fajitas?
Ooh, that sounds good. Don't talk about food.
Extreme fajitas.
Okay, see, old lady in the back.
Yeah, right. And she's got some look
that's
in her
not
face,
an
too.
Like, old
that's
lady? Not
older lady in older her 40s.
That's, she's like 40. Well, Scott.
Oh,
well, she's older. 50. Maybe 60.
Old lady.
Okay, not quite the grandma
just,
I remember.
Just because she's standing between two 20-year-olds.
It's the hair that makes her look freaking yeah, old.
Some of these wigs are just
I think that
hideous.
Girl's cute, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Not him, though.
I think I the man girl.
The girl with his boobs out on the left.
The girl with his boobs out.
The girl on the left.
You put a mustache on him, and he's the kind of neighbor you move away from.
It's funny, though. If they'd put a mustache on him, I'd be way cooler with
what
with
is? What is Geordi doing down there? Who's flying the ship?
And it's an extra. Oh, who's in the captain's chair right now?
Yeah, it's not Data.
Oh, yeah.
Normally it would be Data. He's on the ground with a ball on his head.
He's out. I know. And Geordi's down here.
O'Brien. Well,
right. This is first season. They didn't have chief engineer yet.
Well, they had him. They did have him, but they didn't.
No, they changed it every episode.
Yeah, it was always a different dude. Weird. It was really weird. It seems like a strange thing for, I mean, this was still Roddenberry. It seems like a strange role for him not to want to fill right away or have as a regular guy.
He kept putting different people in it. Like second season, we have a chief engineer. We have a master chief, right? Because O'Brien is in almost every episode.
Yeah, he's great. He was in this season. He just didn't do anything. Just kind of walking around.
He's kind of snarky.
That we never follow.
Yeah, no, that we never have followed ever.
We
ever,
break
ever.
Every damn episode.
the only purpose of the Prime Directive is to be pressed to the limit in this show.
And broken, yeah.
Blah.
Cast picture.
He's such a handsome man. Even in the stupid suits that they had in the first season.
You really like what Picard.
I do a lot. I'm a giant fan.
It's so interesting to me how much quicker you would hop into the sack with Patrick Stewart than with Denise Crosby.
All right, you got me there. The women have it better than I do.
I rolled up my napkin in a little curl.
We really could use a bath. Dude. I got napkin rash.
Napkin rash.
You know that. I mean, if this is it,
you know what's weird is it looks like it's warm outside. I mean, they should be like
gross
sweating and have sweating, like wet spots.
Ew.
What?
Totally, dude. That guy's whole napkin should be sopping wet with man.
Maybe the Overmind in orbit has genetically engineered them to not have to change those napkins out all the time.
Probably. Hey, if it can cause earthquakes and yell. Oh, yes. Pish posh. I never quite got the idea that he's from France.
Right. He's French, but he's English.
Way English, yeah. Never got that.
They can't seem to make up their minds either in any episode where they explore his past.
I mean, they'll bring in an Indian guy and say he's from India.
Right. Well, they'll say he's Indian. They won't necessarily say he's from India.
She gets some kind of weird underbra. Turn around, lady. Go sideways. Look. Sideways. She goes by. Oh.
It's probably because it's taped to the napkin.
I'm looking too close.
Oh, yeah. Like a.
Do you see it?
Flesh-colored. Yeah. Right.
She says, I'm frightened. Yeah, she's frightened.
But, you know, I've seen every episode of any show with the character Jean-Luc Picard in it many times, like at least four or five times each. And he's said many times he's from Le Barre, France, right? Which would put him way away from England, you know, like it's almost as far east as you can go in France.
Yep.
Doesn't sound like it in the least.
Nope. Mm-hmm. There's never any wee wee poo poo or any of that.
Oh,
her hair's different now.
Oh, it totally is.
That is, yeah. Weird.
You can see
transporter,
her roots.
transporter frizz.
Not a big Beverly Crusher fan.
Nah,
she's okay later in the series, but the first season she bugged me.
She looks so angry.
I think that girl's cute, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
What? Of course she is. My gosh.
Revelation.
Hey, this just in. That girl's cute. Oh, the holy director set.
Crap. We did it again, didn't we? We missed the Prime Directive. Crap.
The holy Tron thing.
The holy Tron thing.
The holy ghosty Tron thing.
Oh my gosh, her penis head's gotten large. Look at Troy's penis head when we get another shot, if we do.
The stronger the emotion in the room, the larger her hair gets.
Like, how much hair is in there? If she let that hair down, it would be all over the room.
It's the Pinocchio of hair heads. Oh my gosh.
Look at it. Oh my God. That thing is enormous. She's got to have neck pain.
Isn't she from she's from like Wales, right? Or something? Deanna Troi?
She's Italian, isn't she? Italian?
Oh, is she Italian? I don't know.
Marina Sirtis?
I should know that. Know. That name even sounds Italian.
I'm going to say the characters from, Betazoid.
Yeah, that's what I was,
Half Betazoid or something.
Oh, they're firing up that voice is awesome.
He is. He's totally sweet. Well, no kidding.
Uh-oh.
Duh-oh.
What's he doing? Oh.
It just sticks on, too. It's not like you'll need a pin or anything.
Velcro.
it rips off so easily. They lose these things all
never
the time.
Falls, exactly. Never falls off on its own.
They got a replicator. What does it matter?
Also surprised how many, I'm almost done with season one, but how many times Picard gets into a I hate children episode.
Mm-hmm.
Happens a lot.
they really couldn't let go of that idea. Mm-hmm. Like he couldn't be perfect, so they had to give him something he was just
right
so bad at.
It wasn't until
weakness.
It wasn't until that one where he became a kid and had to help all the other, like the Gynum kids and all that. Mm.
Worst episode.
it's pretty bad.
It's actually Riker who's perfect. Like they really don't give him a good fault.
Well, he walks sideways a lot.
He walks sideways. He's a little bit, you know, he's a little bit direct, but
a little hot-headed. Other than that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They really, it's strange how everybody else has these faults that get explored deeply, and Riker's just like Mr. Perfect, Mr. Incredible.
Yeah. But he's kind of the Kirk analog, right? Because you don't really get that with Picard.
Yeah, what was his? You're right. No flaws. Other than his beardless.
First season.
Beardless first season.
I'll get you, He-Man.
He is my son. Oh.
Picard, spoiler.
Just, look at him elevating the scene once again. Spoiler.
Right? Oh, my God.
Hey, that looks. Look into the Norelco data. Look straight into it.
Head back to the bridge, Ensign Piscopo.
Why does Data have to sit?
That's the third time Joe Piscopo has come up over the last 3 days with him. I love it.
Someone give me a reason why Data has to be sitting. The rest of us, when we're sick, we sit because we're sick.
He hurt his he hurt his tailbone on the way down with the bubble incident.
He's fatigued.
I'm just saying, if your vacuum cleaner was injured, you wouldn't put it up on a table. You would just repair it.
I do sometimes wish they were more absolute about his androidisms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then they could more fully explore the times where they do try to pull the humanity out, because otherwise you kind of end up with this kind of half and half. It's like Spock in early TOS. Spock was way too emotional all the time.
Right,
got all pissed, and you know.
I wonder if I could run field runners on that android like that. I don't. I wonder if he's got. You know, mine won't do it.
Not only on B4, the new model B4 will do it. That's the worst part of Nemesis.
Yeah. Field runners?
Damn it, Data. Put your entire body inside of my chin cleft. My huge chin cleft.
Love it that he's berating Data for being too comprehensive.
And now he's not.
Now he's not talking at all.
Brent Spiner's a weird looking guy without the makeup.
Yeah.
I've always.
And with the makeup.
Always weirded me out.
I was going to say.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's so, I don't know, it's weird. You see him just walking around doing stuff in a, you know, at the convention. Ever, weird.
Do you guys remember him being the street guy from Night Court when he did that?
No.
Do you remember that? No. Oh, yeah.
I remember he was a crazy scientist in ID4.
Independence Day, yeah.
No, he used to be like, him and his wife were like living on the streets. They were Russian or something like that, Night Court.
Weird.
Just like generic Eastern European.
I don't remember that at all.
I have to go back and watch some of those old episodes.
I just remember Martin Mull was from Ogden, Utah. Gubba, gubba, gubba. You know what else I want to see is the one with the little binar guys.
Yeah.
That's
coming up.
We are improving your computer every step of the freaking thing. And Riker the whole time was not buying it.
Right.
Yeah, good episode. Sorry, I'm doing that thing where I'm talking about other episodes. I should be focused on
No.
No, that's all right.
We gotta,
Everybody listening to us has seen this episode before.
I hope they have.
We got to figure out what we're going to watch next time.
That's right.
That one where Worf fights the creature in the doctor's office in season 2. We got to watch that.
Awesome. The one where Lincoln kills Hitler.
Yeah, the Lincoln kills Hitler episode.
Once again. What? We don't.
It's a reconciliation here. This is what this is.
Look at this. Watch this. We have transporters. You don't have to walk around this ship.
Dude, I want all their furniture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
80s sci-fi furniture.
Like, I've heard the argument, by the way, every time I say we have transporters, so why do we have turbo lifts? I've heard the argument. Well, maybe because people would become weary of using transporters. Great. Data wouldn't. Data should site-to-site transport all over the ship. He should never walk.
I agree. Why would he need to? He's not getting, he's not going to have like a sedentary lifestyle.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll put a fat guy chip in.
He wants to be human, and everybody else does it.
Right. I want to walk like humans.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, yeah.
It's a very talky episode. I didn't remember it being this talky.
I don't either. I thought it was all underwear and
most of these episodes are pretty talky.
And safety pins, yeah.
It goes by fast.
We're pretty far in. We only got 8 minutes or something.
Well, see, the thing about all these Next Generation, especially the first season, is you go all the way up until like 43 minutes in before they resolve anything. And they resolve it completely, like in the last 2 minutes.
This is true,
and that's what they do here. Because you like you fight all these philosophical questions all the way through, and you'll see how they resolve this in a minute.
This is also one of those. Let's figure out Data's relationship with the captain episodes.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, usually what you got to do is you got to take the outside influence, in this case, the God figure, and convince it to change its mind. The people, the standard characters in this show really don't grow or change much. They're already good enough. They're just out exploring the universe, convincing the rest of the universe to come over to their way of thinking.
Exactly.
Could teach the ball how to change its mind.
Yeah.
Change its ball.
Change its ball. You're too rigid, ball.
She is still pissed.
Well,
she's having a really hard time playing.
Where is my distraught son? I haven't been this upset since he was covered in leeches in that river. Wrong movie.
Good one, though.
Everything's so carpeted.
I thought you were referring to her still. My gosh, that blew my mind when you suddenly said that.
Everything's so carpeted.
What the hell does that mean?
Look at her hair, dude.
Oh, goodness. That was funny.
Here they're establishing some foreshadowing of their relationship.
Some love connection.
Those two are going to be doing
friends.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to be really good friends, and he's going to be all unrequited for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, back to the X-Men.
Finally.
The X-Napkins.
I mean, I love how people are standing around scattered out, because in real life, you don't do that.
Oh, I got a question for you guys. What is your favorite of the transporter effects from all the shows? Who had the best one?
Oh yeah, she totally has.
Oh, dude, the
Cardassians thing in there.
Oh, the Cardassians had a good one.
Yeah,
forgot about that.
Although Tosk, do you remember Tosk from that one episode of Deep Space Nine where this guy shows up on Deep Space Nine and he's being hunted?
No,
he has a really awesome transport thing.
I can't think of it. I hate Q's.
We're not gods.
Q's is cheap.
Oh, with yeah.
That just the horrible white light.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like an eye of white light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awful.
She's wearing an ace. I'm telling you, she's wearing an ace bandage around her.
Yeah, you could see it a second ago when she was kneeling down in front of him.
That's what those are called, right? Ace bandages? Like the
sure.
skin stretchy. Tone. Yeah, you put them on if you get a sprained ankle or whatever.
Yeah.
These people have never looked so grumpy.
I swear, these guys are the worst. These guys are so pissed.
Yeah. That guy's pissed because he's the only person on the planet with chest hair.
I'm going back to Napkin PD and talking to the chief.
Let me see your badge.
Is that the Prime Directive?
No.
Oh, hop in there, Riker. Let's.
Man, these guys and their laws.
Look at them all, stalwart. Listen to the white Americans. They know what's going great. On.
Yeah. But we don't. It's foolishness.
The Prime Directive is very important to Starfleet, but we're 14 days away from Earth on our own.
Good.
Boy.
Boy. Shut your boy mouth.
That's some smack talk right there.
Stick in your potato sack pie hole, Wesley. Wesley. Damn it, boy.
Oh, look at this. Bumping heads. That's the that's the tradition in the future.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that how Maori greet one another?
That's how Mallory Keaton greets one another.
Huh.
What is up with that guy's forehead? Do you see that?
Yeah.
He's part Klingon.
Is this how this ends?
Oh, the joke's on you. Nope. This is not this is how this attempt to transport it.
Oh, Chief Chief Piscopo, what's going on up there?
What the
So we're trying Duracell instead. Yeah.
Yeah, we got enough ignorance around nipples. Here.
This is better than Star Trek V where they go to find God, though.
Oh, yeah. So is he just looking at the ceiling and saying this? There's nobody else.
He's talking about
actually just looking at the mic.
He's looking at the camera.
He's looking at the God. He's speaking to their God. Okay.
Oh, Riker.
Where's
your trombone? You bastard. You magnificent bastard. So hey, you're not supposed to talk while you teleport.
You might blow up something.
They talked God into changing his mind in less than 15 seconds.
It's pretty good.
Yep. Even though they spent 40 some odd minutes and they just say like two words and resolution. This pisses me off about the series. I love the show, but they do this every time.
They do it a lot. They got better as they went on, though.
Yeah, they struggled for 40-something minutes.
They were blocked from transport completely, so they would have all ended up getting killed eventually, killed in a sexy way. They say three lines, and God lets them go on through.
Oh. Captain, the Tron mobile is pissed. Or no, it's leaving.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Not since my days on...
Kind of makes you wonder how many of those things are floating around cloak they might just run into, you know? Can you guys put up a sign so we know where you are?
Something.
Some yellow tape or something?
Yeah. Warning.
Says God on it.
God ball ahead.
Danger, God ball.
Oh, there it is.
I want to spend more time on the pleasure planet.
There's always a catch.
Now that we've solved it all, can Riker just go back for a few hours?
Yeah. Can I go back there? Who cares what the God ball says?
Look at all these co-stars.
Yeah.
Man, oh, totally. That's great.
Well, they're done.
And they're done.
And that's all there was. I seriously think it was about 10 guys. And they just kept having them walk past the camera.
Having them jog past the camera.
Yep. And they had the Ace Bandage lady and the one dude were pretty much the only...
The Ace Bandage lady.
Well, she was wearing some kind of baggy thing under her. Her lady parts. So there you go. Episode Star Trek done, finished, justice complete. That was quick.
Star Trek connection. The construction coordinator Al Smutko actually worked on an episode of Star Trek.
No way. Junie Laurie, I don't know if you know this, worked on Star Trek.
Nice.
If you guys enjoyed this, send us your email, send us your feedback. Filmsack@gmail.com. We'd love to know what you think about the occasional Star Trek episode thrown in here because we enjoy it.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I hope you guys do as well.
And it's like the worse that it is, the better it is.
I agree. I give that 100%. So if you guys have episodes to recommend, if you think of a completely cheesy episode of, I don't know, the original series or Voyager or even Enterprise or something.
Deep Space
Would you
Nine.
Let people
not Deep
stray
Space Nine.
Out of the Star Trek arena into other sci-fi?
Yeah. I would love some DS9, but that's not up there yet. I wish they'd hurry and do that.
I wish they would stream Threshold, the show Brent Spiner was in a few years ago.
Oh, I heard that was good, and it just nobody watched it. I heard it was good, though.
But well, anyway. There's a thread on the FilmSack forums. You can go to filmsack.com and then click over to the forums and go to thread for suggestions.
Right? Yeah, film suggestions, also whatever, all this kind of stuff. Our next movie, by the way, Hackers, so stay tuned for next week's edition of Hackers. Hackers is happening. I haven't seen it yet, so I can't wait. Going to be totally cool. That's going to do it for us, folks. Thank you for being here. FilmSack.com, again, for all the links and everything you need to know. For me, for Brian, and for Randy. We'll see you next time.
Energize.
For to beam out.
For to beam out.
Godball. Hey guys, let me take a second to talk about our sponsor today. Couldn't do the show without him. That's Audible.com. At Audible.com, you can get 75,000 downloadable titles. Includes periodicals, books, abridged stuff, whatever you want. Whatever it is you like to listen to in the form of books and other sort of reading materials with amazing voice actors and readers. Well, it's all right there at Audible.com. Now, my friend Veronica Belmont recently on the internet recommended to me to check out the books by Tad Williams. Now, I have not been familiar with Tad Williams. He's apparently a fantasy author she's a big fan of. So I have narrowed down, I think, the series I'm going to start with. Shadow March, Volume 1 by Tad Williams. And I'm going to start there, and then I'm going to move on to Volume 2 and see what I think. There's also Volume 3 and a bunch more. So I'm going to check all this stuff out. And you should too. I'm in the mood for fantasy right now. All this George R.R. Martin stuff has just got me wanting to just consume everything. So there's no better place to get audio content than audible.com. Love these guys. And they're going to give you a free audiobook. Free! It's like, couldn't be more simple either. All you got to do is go to audiblepodcast.com/filmsack and you get your free audiobook, whatever you want. Go there today and check it out. Audible.com, the best in audio entertainment, and we thank them for their support of FilmSack.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.